Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for joining me on Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. In this show, I'll share tips to help you make tuition less taxing. I got a great email from William who said, "It's almost that time of year when college students stock up on ramen noodles, tighten their belts, and grit their teeth for a year of devoted study. It's also time to start figuring out ways to fund this horrible trauma. Because I chose the highly appreciated and well-paid career of high school science teacher, I won't be able to pay off my loans as quickly as other professionals. What kinds of loans, loan forgiveness, student aid, tax credits, or other pots of gold do you have up your sleeve?" Thanks, William. Whether you're a young college student or an experienced professional who's decided to head back to school, getting accepted into a great program is just half the battle. The other half is figuring out how to pay for it. So let's start with the most obvious way to reduce the cost of education. Have someone else pay for it. If you have family or an employer who's willing to pay all or a portion of your tuition, consider yourself extremely fortunate. If you do plan to stay employed while you go back to school, like I did when I went for my MBA, approach your employer about your eligibility for tuition reimbursement. If you or a family member are going to fund all or a portion of your tuition, tip number two is to save the money in a 529 plan. A 529 is a tax-favored account that's become the most popular way to save for higher education. Just make sure that the school you'll attend is eligible to accept 529 funds. Anyone can contribute to and benefit from a 529. There are no income or age restrictions placed on 529 contributors or students who use the funds. Plus, there's no annual limit to how much you can contribute. Funds in a 529 are taxed only if withdrawals from the account exceed the total amount of your education expenses. Qualified expenses include tuition, fees, books, supplies, and equipment required for coursework. For 2009 and 2010, the cost of computer equipment, technology, and internet access are also included when used by the student who's the beneficiary of 529 plan funds. For more info, listen to show number 108, which covered 529s in more detail. I'll include a link on the blog at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com to a handy 529 plan comparison tool, as well as to a lookup tool for 529 eligible schools. Tip number three is to apply for federal student financial aid. That might come in the form of a loan, grant, fellowship, or work-study program. You need to apply for financial aid before starting school or while you're a current student. As William mentioned in his email, there are some circumstances in which you can get help paying off existing loans in the form of loan forgiveness. That's when the government cancels or pays off all or a part of student debt in exchange for volunteer work, military service, government work, legal work, teaching, or providing health services in certain communities, for example. In some cases, a forgiven loan is even excluded from your taxable income. There are hundreds of programs available, so I'll refer you to the Loan Forgiveness section at finaid.org, which is an award-winning website packed full of information and tools related to student financial aid. Even if you think you earn too much to qualify for student aid, I recommend that you submit an application anyway. You may find that you have more options than you thought. Submit the government's online free application for federal student aid at fafsa.ed.gov. You can apply in advance before you're officially accepted into a school's program. If you don't qualify for federal student aid, tip number 4 is to ask your school if they offer any type of financial assistance. Quickly contact your institution's director of financial aid because those opportunities usually get distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. If you can't get any type of aid or you need to borrow an additional amount to foot your education bill, tip number 5 is to consider low-cost private funding. There's a growing online network at tuitionu.com that introduces students to a community of unique and low-cost financing alternatives, such as peer-to-peer lending, not-for-profit credit unions, sponsors, charitable donors, as well as traditional lenders.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams. Now celebrating 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams is the originator of everyone's favorite Luxe Home blanket. There's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 6 times. Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as its ultra-soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are each made with premium materials. Get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code PODCAST15.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Now back to saving money on the cost of tuition. Tip number 6 is to lower your taxes by taking a new education benefit called the American Opportunity Tax Credit. It modifies what used to be called the HOPE Credit, making it available to more taxpayers. The income limits to qualify have been increased to $90,000 for singles and $180,000 for those who file taxes jointly. The credit pays up to $2,500 for tuition and related expenses, such as books, supplies, and equipment that you purchase in 2009 and 2010. The American Opportunity Tax Credit is also partially refundable, which means that even if you don't owe any tax, you can still get a portion of your eligible credit as a tax refund. You claim it by submitting IRS Form 8863 with your tax return. Tip number 7 is to take the tuition and fees deduction, which can reduce your taxable income by as much as $4,000. This deduction is for the cost of enrollment and course-related books, supplies, and equipment. You can take it even if you don't itemize deductions on your tax return. However, there are income limits for eligibility, $80,000 for singles and $160,000 for married couples filing jointly. You can claim the tuition and fees deduction by submitting IRS Form 8917. But please note that you can't take this deduction if you also claim an education tax credit in the same year. You must choose to take either the deduction or the credit for education expenses. The IRS doesn't allow you to double up on tax benefits. Tax credits usually offer more tax savings than tax deductions. Calculate your taxes both ways and then choose the option that lowers your taxes the most. And my final tip, number 8, applies once you start paying off a student loan. There's a tax deduction you're permitted to take for the interest you pay on your student loans each year. Yes, it's called the Student Loan Interest Tax Deduction. It can reduce your taxable income by as much as $2,500. You're eligible to claim the deduction if your adjusted income doesn't exceed $70,000 or $145,000 if you're married and file a joint tax return. You can take the student loan interest deduction even if you don't itemize deductions on your return. To claim it, just enter the allowable amount on your tax return. There isn't a separate form that you have to submit. Find a worksheet in the IRS Form 1040 or Form 1040A to help you figure the deduction. William, I hope those are enough pots of gold to get you thinking about all the many ways to make the cost of getting a good education more affordable. If you have a money question, email it to me at money@quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.